touches water, the water should become tummy. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma mashkin, madach water. Uma mashkin, haboyim machmas kli. Madach water that's inside the kli cheres. So it's saying that when the kli cheres becomes tummy, the kli cheres is matama the mashkin. Is matame mashkin. Habezoyim. It means matamim the keli. Is matama this water. Habezoyim a kal v'chomer that mashkin haboyim machmas sheres. If you have water that became tummy because of a sheretz, which is a bigger koyach of tumah than a keli, because the sheretz is nava tumah. The keli we're talking about now is, you have an earthly keli here, that a sheretz came inside the ear of the avar of the kli, so the kli became tummy. Now madach, this kli that's tummy now from the sheretz, when it touches water, the water becomes tummy, so pshita, the sheretz itself, if it goes directly and touches water, pshita, the water should become tummy. So it's a kal v'chomer that a sheretz could be matama water. So tomorrow, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma mashkin haboyim machmas kli matamim. Mashkin haboyim machmas sheretz lekoshchein. Avada navada water that's tummy from, that if a sheretz touches the water, avada the water should become tummy. So the kasher is now, you have a case that water is tummy because of a sheretz. So now, why don't we say when this water touches a keli, it should be matama the keli? Hey, you can't learn that like before. Before we said, if the water only becomes something from a kli, we understand. Since the kli itself can't be matam another keli, because one object can't be matam the same object, so therefore the water that came from the keli can't be matam another keli. But here we're talking about now, we have a case that the water became tummy because of a sheretz. Now a sheretz itself, if it touches the keli, it is matam of the keli. So who I did this water should also be able to be matam of the keli. And for the Gemara, and here we have a klal, dayo love min adin lias kanodin. Anytime you learn out from a kal v'chomer, you're learning out one din from another din, it can't be bigger than the din you learned it out from. So you want to tell me now, how do we know if a sheretz touches water, the water becomes tummy? How do we know that? We only know that from a kal v'chomer that if a keli touches water, the water becomes tummy, so have a kal v'chomer. This keli is only rishon l'tumah. So madoch, the keli has a right to matam of the water. For sure, the sheretz, that's an avatuma, could be matam of the water. So that's the kal v'chomer that the water is tummy from a sheretz. But if you're learning it out from a keli, it can't be better off than the keli is. The keli itself was saying now, if the keli was matam of the mashker cannot be matam of another keli. So who are there now? When this water became tummy from a sheretz, if it's only from a kal v'chomer, there's a svar from dayan. You can't be mekilah not more dinim than it has from the place you're learning it out from. And if you're learning it out from the case where the water became tummy from a keli, so just like when the water becomes tummy from a keli, we're saying now this water cannot be matama other kelim, who are then when the water became tummy from a sheretz, it also cannot be matama other kelim. So therefore it's good, Rav Yossi, that water that's tummy cannot be matama kelim. So therefore, even when Rabbi Yossi dashes the word yitma that says this water is tamei and it's even matama something else, the pshat that's matama something else means it's matama oichlim. That's all. Again, because other mashka can be matama, because mashka can be matama mashka. A keli can be matama because you're learning out the old tumah from a keli, and the keli also can be matama another keli. Therefore, this water cannot be matama another keli. So the only thing this water could be matama is only oichlim. So the more now, yitma deresha hechi darish. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the word yitma deresha? The word yitma from the beginning of the pasuk. So Rashi yitma deresha gabi oichel hechi darish lo Rabbi Kiva. Now to give the kasha according to Rabbi Kiva. How does Rabbi Kiva dashin the deresha when it says oichel? The pasuk says v'kol kli cheres, any earthly keli ashi yipo miyem meltoicha kol asher b'toicha yitma, anything, any food inside it. It's makabo tumah, and it can be matama something else also. So what does it do with that word yitma? So the Gemara, mikol oichol asher yochol, asher yavu olav mayim yitma. Is yitma, what does that mean? The food that's inside this earthly keli, when the sheretz comes inside the kli, so the kli becomes tumah, and the kli is matama the food there. Now this food is tumah, it can matama something else. What is it matama? Letame es mashkin. When the food comes out, the food that touches mashkin, it's matama the mashkin. Now, You're telling me this food has a koyak to be matama mashke, liquid. Oh, yeah, no, maybe not like that. Elotama yasa kli. Maybe when this food comes out of this kli, it can matama another keli, maybe. Maybe food, water it can't. But only kelim it could. So the Gemara marked the kal v'choyma. For this they have a kal v'choyma. Or ma mashke, madach water itself. She matama oichol. If water that's tamei could be matama food. And then we're also saying, though, ain't a matama keli, but water that's tamei could not be matama kelim, like we had before, because we learned it out from the din of a keli, and a keli can't be matama another keli, who are din the water that's tamei from a keli, could also not be matama keli. If you have food, she ain't a matama oichol. Food, if it touches another food, it's not matama the other food. One object cannot be matam with the same object. Isn't that avada food, if it touches other kelim, it should not be matam a kelim. So therefore, that the pasuk says yitma, that when the food that's in the kli cheres does become tamei, and not only is it tamei, but it could be matam with something else. What else could it be matama? It can't be matama kelim, but it has to only be matama mashkim. That's the halacha. That food, if this bread is tamei, it could make mashkim also tamei. So the Mara Amani Makayim Yitma. So what are you telling me now? That what's pshan this pasuk Yitma? That the food inside the klicheres is tamei. That it could even be matama something else. What does that mean? It means latama yasa mashkim. It could be matama other liquid. Why? Sheina lulim mekabel tuma. Because as a new svara, liquid is always very easy to makabel tumma. Like we'll soon see what the svara we had before was. Because liquid doesn't need a heksh makabel tumma. Only food, you have to first be machshu with makabel tumma. But water doesn't need any heksh. Water, the way it is. If a sheris touches water, the water becomes tumma. So water is alulin and it's easy to makabel tumma. So that's the svara why we say, when this food that's tumma, if it touches water, water becomes tumma. For it touches a keli doesn't become tummy. For the Gemara, what do you have to have this svar for? Ma'ira mashkin, mishum dialulun lekabel tuma. Why do you have to tell me a new reasoning? That why, you know why this food that's tummy, when it touches something else, it's metamrit. What? Only liquid. And why liquid? Because liquid is very easy to mekabel tuma. What do I need this svar for? Typically, even without that svar, I would learn. Typically, let's learn out like this. Mishum deleke midyachrinit. Because there's nothing else that this food could be metamam. We have a pasuk now saying this food inside the klicheres. When the food becomes tamei, it could also be metamam something else. Now, what's this something else that could be metamam? Other food it can't be because one object can't be metamam another object. A keli it can't be metamam, we just said a svaram. Because a food can't be metamam of kabu chayma from a kli. Madach a kli can't be metamam another keli. Avada the food cannot be metamam another keli. So what are we left with? What's the only thing that could be matama? Only mashkim. More liquid. So why do you have to tell me a new reasoning? The reason why it's matama the mashkin is because mashkin is olul, is easy to makabel tuma. Even without that svar, I would know that the food now could only be matama mashkim and nothing else. There's nothing else for it to be matama. So the Gemara, no. Hochi koma. This is what he meant to say. V'chi tema, maybe you could say like this. Oichel chomor de matama mashkin. You wanted to say that food cannot be matama keli, because we're learning out food from a keli. I'll tell you maybe no. I'll tell you maybe food is more chomer than a keli. Oichel chomer. I'll tell you oichel food is more chomer than a keli. Why the matama mashkin? Because that's this pasuk now, that's saying when the food is inside the klicheris, the food is tamei, it can even be matama mashkin. So we see food is so chomer that it can be matama mashkin. Of a zoinit molekli. Maybe who adin food should also be allowed to be matama kelim. What are you telling me now that kelim? Keli is more chomer because the keli can be matama another keli. No. I have a raya now that an oichel maybe could be matama mashkim. If it's matama mashkim, who adin can matama keli? So maybe food is even more chomer than a keli. Maybe food could be matama. So the Gemara, no, this is what he meant to say. Hahu churma de mashkin hu. The reason why when food touches mashkin, it's not the pshat that it's a raya of food is such a chomadika tumma, but it's just a raya that the mashkin is very easy to makabotumma. Mishum de mashkin alulun makabel tumma. Because the svar is mashkin is very easy to makabel tumma. Since mashkin is easy to makabel tumma, that's why the food could be matama mashkin. But you have no raya, food in itself is a chomer, is a very strong tumma. No, food is not so chomer. So therefore, food, pshita, cannot be matama keli. Yeah, like we're learning out food after from mashke, from water was. And just like mashke, that's metama oichol, but it's not metama keli, so oichol, that's not metama not oichol, cannot be metama kelim. So you wanted to tell me, no, an oichol is much more chomer. You see, an oichol could be metama mashke, even though water can't be metama water, but food could be metama water. So you see, food is more chomer than water, so maybe food could be metama kelim. Teret says, no, food is not more chomer than water. Havada, could be water is more chomer. Aye, how come water can't be metam other mashke and food could be? Because it's a svara that mashkim is easy to mekabel tumah. So tomorrow, mahi alilosan, why do we say svara water is easy to mekabel tumah? Why is water so easy? The teretzis shom mekabelin tumah shleim hechsher. Because water, liquid, doesn't need a hechsher to mekabel tumah. Mashenkein a solid food, food needs a hechsher to mekabel tumah. By food, alach means anytime you have peris. And before water goes upon the peris, if a sheretz touches it, it's not mekabel tumah. Food is only mekabel tumah if first you have to have water on top of the peris, so it needs a hechsher. Mashenkein liquid never needs a hechsher. All right, you can say it's a pashut svar l'chur. L'chur, it's not because liquid doesn't need it, l'chur because liquid has it. But maybe no, maybe to be a svar, you have to have other tumah, other mashka coming onto this mashka. You have water here. Maybe I'd say this water cannot be mekabel tumah unless other water comes upon it. No, we don't need any other water. Why? Because water is very easy to receive tumah. So that's the reason why when oichel touches mashka, the mashka is tumah because the water is easy to receive the tumah, but not because the oichel is tumah. Therefore, pshita, the food cannot be matama kelim. The food can only be matama mashka. Right. Shadimar now. Yitma, we're learning out from the word now yitma. Tien oisak yitzebo. From this word yitma, we're learning out, Kiva is learning out, that oichel cannot be matam oichel, or else a kli cannot be matam a keli, or else a mashke cannot be matam a mashke. Is it true that we learned this out from this pasuk? So Rashi explains the kash really is that yitma de noisek yitzebo kloimar. Hashto dashina yitma yitma. We dash in both yitmas. Vahai the karina batavayo yitma. Why does the pasuk say by both of them yitma? Lalam decho miyit. Tell me a little bit miyit, not to learn out everything. Now what's the miyit? The yain matama ki yitzeboi. That kagoin, oichol oichol o mashka mashka. And since the pasuk says two words of yitma here, it also teaches us that food cannot be matama food, and water not liquid, and clean not keli. For the Gemara, we learn it now from this Pesukim, we have enough for the Gemara Mehosam Nafka. There's another Pesuk that teaches this din. There's a Pesuk in Vayikra that says, V'chiyutan mayim alzera. Whenever water falls upon the seeds, your food, V'nofam v'velosam olav. And then in the Vela, that's Tomei, falls upon this food that was already Hechshel Kabutoma. His first water fell upon the food, so it was Machshir, it made this Oichel Roy to Kabutoma. And now when the Vela fell on the food, is Tomehu. The Pasuk says Tomehu. This food becomes Tomeh. So Diyak, who Tomeh? This food, this Zera, this seed, it itself is Tomeh. V'yein oisa tumak yoitzebo. But it cannot be metama something else. What does it mean something else? I was saying oichol could be metama mashke. It could be metama liquid. It means to say this oichol cannot be metama another oichol. So you see, you have another Pasuk tells this Yisoid. That even though an oichol food is Tomeh, it cannot be metama another food. Who are then if a mashke liquid is tamei, it cannot be matam another liquid. That's the yisoid. The same object cannot be matam another object. The same object. So what do we need two psukim for? Now the Gemara is taka true. We learn that from both psukim, but we need two psukim here. I'll tell you, chad de mashke na boyimach mesheretz. One is talking about if the water became tamei because the sheretz touched the water. And that's a chol medika tumah. Mamish the yava tumah. The sheretz himself went and touched the water. That's one chiddush. That what? That this water cannot be metam another water. The chad, another pasuk tells me, the mashkin haboyim achmat kli, that the water did not receive tumah from the sheretz itself. The water was inside the kli cheres, and the sheretz now went inside the ear of the kli cheres. So it's saying now it's a double step. That first the kli becomes tome, the kli is a rishon l'tuma, and now the kli is touching the water becomes a shen l'tuma. So I need another pasuk to tell me this water, the shen l'tuma, if it touches other water, it can't be matam other water. So the Gemara tzricha, I need both chidushim. Why? The yashmini, if I would only hear the second chidush, but I only hear the case that if the water became tummy because it was inside the kli and the kli was matama this water, I would say that water cannot be matama other water. Mishum de lechamiri, because the water is not a ava rishon atuma, it's not such a chomadika tuma, it wasn't mekabel tuma from a sheretz itself, it was only mekabel tuma from another keli. So that's why it's not so chomer to matama other mashkin. Avo b'mashkin, ha boy machma sheretz. But in the case that water became tummy because the sheretz touched the water itself, the chamiri, then the water is a rishon l'tuma, that's a chomadika tuma. Eima oisa tuma k'yotzeba, maybe ena chenami, this tuma could be metama other mashkim also. So that's what I need a second pasuk for, to tell me even by water that became tummy, chomadika tuma from a sheretz itself, still that the klal, one object cannot be metama the same object, can't be metama mashka, cannot be metama mashka. What do I need two psukim for? For the shamin on mashkin, haboy mach mesheretz. Let the pasuk say clearly the second chiddush that even in the case where the sheretz itself touched the liquid, touched the mashka is mamash rishon l'tuma. Still, this mashkin cannot be matam other mashkin. The chol shchein, and for sure I would know that mashkin haboy mach meskli. That for sure I would know that water that only became tummy because of the kli, that only became tummy because of a rishon l'tuma, that the water is only l'shen l'tuma, for sure I would know that this mashkim cannot be matada other mashkim. So the Gemara answers, enech nami, there's a cloud we could say, milsa the yalsa the kal v'chayma, even though there's something in the Torah, that really I would know it even if the Torah did not say it. Because I can learn it out from the kal v'chayma. Like here, this water that was makabel tuma from a kli, I know for sure it cannot be matama other mashkim, because it's a kabel chayma. Ma just like by the water that was makabel tuma from a sheretz, cannot be matama other mashkim, even though that's a strong tuma. It's not mishrishma tuma, so for sure, if the water was only makabel tuma from the keli kin, so really I would know it, even though the pasuk doesn't say it. Still, sometimes we say, torach because of lakruah. Still, the Torah went ahead and was matriach, meaning bothered to write it down. Sometimes we say this. There's not a kasha, how come the Torah says something, even though we could learn out from the Kal V'Chaimah? No, it's true. Sometimes we do learn out from the Kal V'Chaimah, but sometimes the Torah extra specially wrote something, even though I would know it without it from the Kal V'Chaimah. That's why the pasuk says two chidushim here. There are two cases that mashke is not matam other mashke. Good. Omalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina now asked the kasha to Ravashi. Up until now was saying, that Rabbi Yossi says that water could be metama food, but cannot be metama kelim, goes according to his Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva dashens the word yitma. Here also, Rabbi Yossi dashens the word yitma. That when the pasuk says the water inside the kli is yitma, it means to say it could be metama something else, what food, and not kelim. So we're saying now, Atkan, that Rabbi Yossi holds like his Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara is the kasha, it's not true. Omele Rabin Ravashi, Vama Rava. Rava said like this, Loi Rabbi Yossi Sovra Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like his Rabbi Kiva. For Loi Rabbi Kiva Sovra Rabbi Yossi, and not does the Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Yossi. So Rava said neither holds like the other one. So how could you say that Rabbi Yossi is only saying because he holds like his Rabbi? Rava said no, neither of them hold from one to the other. So one doesn't hold from the other. So how could you say that Tolu Zev is there? And with the Gemara, Omalei, he answers back is like this. Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. I tell you, that Rabbi Yossi said that when the water is makabel tuma, it could be metama oichum. If it touches food, it's makabel tuma. He said it over. The pshat is, that's what my Rabbi Kiva would hold. That's my Rabbi Shita. That's what my Rabbi Kiva holds. Abavalei lo surulei. Rava just meant to say that Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold like that. So there's no serum. When Rabbi Yossi said the din is that this mashke, that's makabel tuma, could be matama food, he's saying it b'shitas is Rabbi Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Why? Because the dash in the pasuk yitma. But if he asks Rabbi Yossi himself, what does he himself hold? That Rava says that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. So more like this now. Hilelus really. Omle Ravashi Rav Kana. So Ravashi is told to Rav Kana. Bishleim Rav Yosi loy solo Rav Akiva. Bishleim have a raya to Rava that Rav Yosi does not hold like Rav Akiva. What's the raya? The Tanya will learn this in the Braisa. Omle Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi said, Minayin Raviyah Bakoydesh Uposel. How do I know that such is said that by Kodshim, by Kabonis, that it could even be Ravi Lutuma? Means if you have a Shlishi, if the third thing touches now something else, it makes that fourth thing Puzzle. It's Mekabotum, it's called a Ravi, that's Puzzle. Puzzle means it can't make a Chamishi, a fifth thing, but it itself is Tomei. So Rabbi Yosi said, how do I know this? Notice by Truma, we hold it only makes a Shlishi. By Chulin, there's only a Sheni. So Truma has a third Madrega of a Shlishi, and Kaitchin has a bigger Madrega of a Ravi. So Rabbi Yosi, how do I know this? So he's Rabbi Yosi has to answer like this. Rabbi Yosi says, Vadinum, I can learn it out like this. It's a svar like this. Oma mechusik kipurim. Madach a person that's a mechusik kipurim. In other words, let's say you're ledis. Anisha that gave birth. The lacharish, she's tummy. She's tummy. Now the lacharish, she goes to the mikvah. Certain tumma goes off. She's called the tful young then. That she's allowed to eat meiser. But she still can't eat truma. And then it comes nighttime harashemish. It comes nighttime harashemish. She's allowed to eat truma even. She's not even called the tful yayim. But she's still not allowed to eat kachim because she's called the mechusik kipurim. Until the next day comes and she brings a carbon, she's called a mechusik kipurim. That means she's missing her carbon. So a person that was tomei, it could be a ledis, or it could be a mitzvah, or could be a zav, or could be another tomei, that if they're tomei, they don't become Torah legamri, tikachim, until they bring the carbon. That's called a mechusik kipurim. The person went to the mikvah, it already came the night time, most of the tumma went off already, he only can't eat kachim. Now he learns a kabuchem like this. This person that already went to the mikvah and became nighttime. Just he didn't bring his korban yet. Shemutte betruma. He's even allowed to eat truma. For nesveg and tosel bekodesh, he's not allowed to eat kochim. That the pasuk says, the mechusik purim, until you bring your korban, you're still called tummy. What are you tummy? You're tummy that you're not allowed to eat a korban. You can't eat the meat from a korban. Avizai shlishi. Shepasel betruma. Avizai by truma, he has aloha that there is a shlishi letuma. There's such a din of shlishi is ein a din shiyas reviya b'kodesh. So for sure, I learned out from him that there should be reviya b'kodesh. Hey, madach mechusik kipurim. He's allowed to eat truma, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So v'zoi, we see there's such a din of a shlishi l'truma. That means losh l'tfu yoyim. He's not allowed to eat truma. So this mechusik kipurim, he is allowed to eat truma, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So see, kachim goes down one more madrega. So pshita kochim, there should be a din of a revi l'tumma.
Yeah.
So it's a kabuchayim from mechusik kipurim. If you see mechusik kipurim is also by kochim, it's right, there has to be revi by kochim. Because if there wouldn't be revi, why is kochim more chomer than truma? Truma is mutter. It's only yasa for shlishi, not for revi. So why is the mechusik kipurim also by kochim? Alamai, it's right, there's such a thing as a revi by kochim. That was Reb Yosi's raya. Now, v'lomadno shlishi b'kodesh min ha-Torah. Now, we learn out midiraisa, there's such a thing as a shlishi b'kodeshim. That means if a sheni touches a shlishi, midiraisa it's tummy, min ha-Torah. Or revi mikal v'choyma. And now, v'kal v'choyma, now that it should be revi. Shlishi min ha-Torah, how do I know that by kodeshim, if a sheni l'tumma touches something else and makes it for shlishi midiraisa, the Asir, the Pasuk says, v'ha bosar ha-sheyiga b'chol tummy. It says, if Bosa Kochin, you have this carbon